Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I will not take my right. You go through background checks to get guns. How about Prozac? You know the number one. Oh, that's the big sponsor, isn't it? Or that whole class of drugs.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, got to cut that off, don't you?
No,
don't want to talk about the U.S. number one cause of death is suicide now because they give people suicide murder pills.
Calm down.
Your answer is get more money to the psychiatrist and psychologist to put more crazy people on drugs and make them kill people, Pierce.
Let's try and have a debate here.
What about Fast and Furious?
Alex.
Why'd our government ship guns into Mexico?
Alex.
To blame the Second Amendment?
Let's have a debate.
A false flag?
Alex.
To blame the Second Amendment?
I get accused.
Why'd they blow up Building 7 down the street here in New York?
I get accused when I get you guys on of talking over you, of being rude. I'm trying to be civil.
Yeah.
Right? You've got to try and answer some of the questions, right? Here's my issue for you. Why do people need, civilians, need an AR-15 type assault rifle? Why
I already said statistically they're used in a very low amount of the crimes. That's an FBI fact.
They've been used in the last three mass shootings.
Yes.
Why?
I'll tell you why. Because they advertise it in the media. Anybody knows that if somebody jumps off the Empire State Building, they put cops up there the next day because copycats come to do it again. The media hypes and hypes and hypes.
That's all the
question. Don't just commit suicide.
Alex, why do people
don't commit suicide by killing a bunch of kids. And here's the gun to use because it's the one the U.S. Army uses.
Why do people need them?
They need them to protect us from the number one killer in history. Government in the 20th century, university study out of Hawaii killed 292 million people. It's called democide. Google it, folks.
Do you believe everyone in America? Should everyone in America, therefore, have an AR-15 if they want one?
Statistically, where there's more guns, there's lower crime. The highest crime is in Bloomberg.
But you have the most
controlled
guns
areas
of any of the 23 richest countries in the world, and you have 12.
Well, America was born on guns and whiskey.
Right, but
it's true we're a violent society.
Right. So you
but
said that America has the most
knives killed three
most
times more. Have you seen the FBI numbers? Knives, bats, rocks,
assault guns
kill many
let's
times
talk,
more.
Alex, let's talk it's about the guns.
It's not the rock. It's not the knife. When a mother chops her kids up with a cleaver because she's on serotonin.
Alex, tell me why I'm wrong.
Why don't you want to get rid of the drugs? Because they're half your sponsors?
Stick to the subject.
America's number one cause of unnatural death now is suicide. Not automobile accident, not cancer.
Accuse me of attacking the Second Amendment of the Constitution.
I want to get people off pills that the insert says will make you commit suicide and kill people.
Alex. Let's get about to the second.
I want to blame the real culprit.
Alex.
Suicide pills.
Alex.
Mass murder pills.
Okay, let me ask you one question. Your belief, unless I'm wrong.
First time anybody's ever heard this, by the way.
Your belief, unless I'm wrong, is that under the Second Amendment, your real concern is that you will be overrun by a tyrannical regime, either from somewhere else.
Yeah, highway checkpoints. Look at Mexico. Total gun ban for the citizens. Highest crime rate in the world. 57,000 people dead the last 5 years. Total gun ban for the citizens.
But
Switzerland has the lowest crime rate in Europe.
Alex,
your country has the highest.
Alex, we have 35 gun murders a year of 11,000.
People get their brains. It's the higher crime rate.
Let me ask
violent crime is higher.
On this specific.
It's brains.
Alex,
it's people.
I'm trying to get inside your brains.
Pierce,
it's
if you punched me right
here.
Now, it'd be not your fist,
Alex,
but your brain. That
Alex, let me get inside your brain.
Okay.
Okay? I'm serious. You have a very, very big platform. You air, I think, on 63 networks.
No, that Wikipedia is like 10 years old. I'm on over 140 stations. XM.
Millions of Americans hear you.
Over a million
every
and a half
day.
Visitors, InfoWars.com.
And
today,
I congratulate
where we
you
have
on
the
your
statistics
audience.
Posted right
okay.
now.
Okay.
InfoWars.com.
Who do you believe was behind 9/11?
Oh, I absolutely know. I have the police on CNN saying, get back, they're going to blow up 7. I have BBC reporting.
Who do you believe is behind
I have the proof. I heard them on CBS
who?
Radio.
Who, Alex?
They announced they blew up the towers on CBS Radio.
Who do you believe?
New Yorkers all saw it and heard it.
Alex, who do you
believe? They blew up Building 7.
Alex, who do you believe was behind it? The American government?
Criminal elements of the military-industrial complex, the same ones that staged Gulf of Tonkin, the same ones that staged Operation,
right.
the mass shootings of Operation
right.
Gladio.
Right.
Ooh,
do you,
the CIA
do you
don't
mean,
like this
Alex,
right
Alex,
now.
Do you mean that President Bush and his administration were behind 9/11?
I mean that even mainstream news reported that the hijackers were ordered to be allowed into the United States. Michael Springman, the head of the Visa Department, blew the whistle
right.
on that.
So the Bush administration was part of a conspiracy.
Well,
to
he
murder,
said never let us tolerate
to murder
I can speak in this accent as well.
Yeah.
The
but is that
government
what you believe?
Hitler firebombed his own Reichstag, Pierce, to bring in martial law in Germany, April 27th. 1933. Governments have staged terror attacks throughout history or allowed terrorists to attack as a pretext to invade and enslave.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have contracted with one of the top companies in the United States that supplies the Pentagon, the military, the CIA, the FBI, you name it, with super high-quality Faraday cages for cell phones, laptops, iPads, even huge bags for multiple desktops. This is so critical, ladies and gentlemen. Going into the future with contact tracers and the New World Order, everything is about tracking you and your family. And we have this high-quality, made-in-America product line, exclusively available, private label by us, known as Redux, at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out Redux. It's our first big run. We've made a major investment to have this produced and ready, and it's now exclusively available to you at a very low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect your privacy from government, the UN, globalist contact tracers, hackers, criminals, you name it, with Redux, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're going deep down the Davos Group World Government rabbit hole, the monkeypox, next phase, the lockdowns, with a special guest. Next segment, I'm going to go to John, Jason, and Bowtie here in just a minute. But I wanted to hit this while we're talking about the tragic mass shooting in South Texas in Uvalde, the 19 dead children, two dead teachers. There's so many examples of this. It's like communism not working for the general public, but working for the elite. Communism doesn't work for the people. I don't need to put on exhibits of that, but they're trying to launch it again. These are articles out of the BBC, out of all mainstream sources, going back a decade ago. Venezuela bans private gun ownership. That's in June of 2012. Crime rates then explode. Here's the Hill. In wake of a gun ban, Venezuela sees rising homicide rates. Just a few years later, more than triples. Gun control preceded the tyranny in Venezuela. FEE.org. And then you have massive government gulags, torture, death, tanks running over the citizens after they take the guns. Total devaluation of the currency, war against the people, that's the globalist authoritarian model. How Venezuela's good citizens were disarmed is a lesson for us. Absolutely is. And now let's move to this. And I meant to have a photo of him. I forgot to tell you. Actually, pull up the article if we can. There's video of this. I forgot to tell the crew. It's my fault. But a lot of you have already seen the footage of, it happened all over the country, but Antifa blocking roads at Black Lives Matter protests they were running, and then shooting at people. And that's a different individual. Man twice bailed out by Kamala Harris. Backed fun gets arrested again. I'm talking about this case right here. No prison time for man who shot Aurora protesters while aiming at Jeep driving through the crowd on I-225. The man who shot two people while aiming at a Jeep that drove into a crowd of protesters, which is driving through them, on Interstate 225 in the summer of 2020, was sentenced Tuesday to 120 days in jail, followed by 5 months probation, but it's all time served. Samuel Young, 24. Can we pull this picture up? Just type in this article. No prison time for man who shot Aurora protesters. Samuel Young, 24, earlier this year, was convicted of 7 felonies, 2 counts of second-degree assault, 4 counts of attempted manslaughter, and a single count of illegally discharging his gun after he fired 5 shots during a protest against police violence in Aurora in July 25th, 2030. There he is. So when a police officer accidentally shoots somebody or is being physically attacked and pulls their gun and shoots them, they go to prison. But when this guy does all this and tries to kill somebody in a car and shoots other people, his own cohorts, he's given no prison time. And I've got an article. We'll go to your calls. We'll get to it at the end of the show today. where a Soros DA is prosecuting somebody with prison time for heckling him at a press conference. So the communists will put you in jail for your speech or for self-defense. But when you shoot innocent people, it's A-OK, mostly peaceful protest. We already had callers bring up the Warriors. Kerr backs effort to remove police from Oakland schools, saying they're white supremacists. Imagine being the police and just having some person like this say you're Hitler, and anybody that attacks you or shoots you or kills you is Captain America. And then he comes out and calls for gun confiscation last night, before the bodies of the poor dead children and teachers weren't even cold. That, my friends, is cold. That is sick. But he's not as bad as the other NBA owner who came out and said, so what if there's death camps in China? What do I care about the Uyghurs? They don't even rise to the level of my consciousness. That is truly sick. These are dangerous, dangerous people. When we let them run society, we will be destroyed. All right, let's go to the calls. Let's talk to Jason in Texas. Jason, you're on the air about the tragic shooting in Uvalde yesterday.
Yeah, well, we've seen this happen play out millions of times. But the first thing out of Democrats, but also these celebrities, you know, gun control. But, yeah, like everyone's talking about it. I've seen multiple police chases where they're chasing the suspect. He crashes a car, and they're right there with their guns drawn, you know. But somehow this kid, you know, gets to walk around, just get out of the car occasionally and walk around the school and this and that. And where are these officers, you know?
Well, we don't have enough of the facts yet, but the mayor of Uvalde has come out against Biden and his demonization of gun owners. And, you know, you're in a shootout, you're in a chase, somebody jumps out of a car, runs into a school. I mean, I don't know. I mean, definitely stuff has been staged before, but all I know is they use these type of events to demonize the general public, and that is a fraud. That is wrong.
Well, of course, they want our guns so the WHO can come in and all the UN and all these people and wipe us out like all these, control us like all these other countries. We're the last damn country to be controlled.
That's right. We're the country that said no to the lockdowns. We're the, as bad as we are, we're better than the countries, and that's why we're being targeted. And they're using psychological warfare and just a sick society and Hollywood trash to do it. Thank you so much. Great points, Jason. All right, Bowtie in Texas. Bowtie, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, bub?
Love you. Go ahead.
I just want to talk about the church, man. The church is a complete failure, man. I can remember growing up, and the pastor would come every weekend and invite us to church. He went after the kids first. Another thing, Alex, we got to get the hell out of this virtual world. This virtual world is blending into our third world, our 3D reality. We've lost touch. We've lost connection. There's no more neighbors reaching out to each other. Hell, I saw a couple neighbors having a crawfish boil, and they could only get three or four neighbors to come over and eat crawfish with them because they was all scared by the damn media.
That's right. They don't want us talking to each other. They want us directly plugged into their matrix.
Yeah, it's the matrix. It's the web. We're losing touch with 3D world, the physical, the touch, the love. We're losing all that. And we're blending into this third world that is Satan's kingdom. He created this world. That's his world. God created this world, the 3D world, for us to enjoy, but we're getting manipulated to enjoy the fruits of porn and sport. And, you know, you wonder why a radio sportscaster makes $30 million a year. It's to pacify the men and make them a bunch of sissies. I love you, Alex. That's it, bub. I'm out.
God bless you. Beautifully said, Bowtie. Amazing caller. John in Texas. Go ahead. Last caller before we get our special guest.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
You know, something that somebody's not bringing up is the fact that the NRA is having their annual convention in Houston this weekend with a lot of Republican, Texas Republicans are going to be there. You don't think this was done to demonize the Texas Republicans and the NRA?
It's very suspicious timing.
And that gear that guy had, from what I understand, being interested in guns myself, that he had something like $3,500 worth of gear there, maybe more, depending on the quality of the guns. So,
how'd he get all that money working at Wendy's?
Yeah, and did he disappear at any time? Was he was he off somewhere where a communist cell was training him to get him ready for this? I mean, yeah, he might have been crazy, but he might have been a diehard political, you know, fanatic.
John, I've been on there 28 years, and you haven't gotten through in years. You've been calling for 20 years, haven't you?
I have since shortly after the World Trade Center.
20 years, 20 plus years. All right. Well, God bless you, John. What else you want to add, brother?
No, that's the only thing is that I like to hope that the police are going to do a thorough investigation, but what happened in Las Vegas, but he swept everything under the carpet. You never know, you know?
Oh, I mean, everybody should be able to question this because there's been so many false flags. So many provocateur operations. Again, the Unabomber was CIA. That's declassified. MK Ultra. So it's reasonable to question it all, and it's our right to do it, and we should do it. But I just think it's just mass brainwashing at this point. John, thanks for getting through. We love you. All right. Attorney Thomas Renz is at the tip of the spear when it comes to research and suing Big Pharma and trying to stop the next lockdown that's coming. He'll be joining us to talk about monkeypox, Wuhan lab, WHO treaty, new jab situation, WHO pushing for permanent lockdowns, and setting up COVID part two. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know, I got some stuff on the break tomorrow. I'm gonna stop here. I'm not gonna cover right now. But there is just so much going on. We have world government convening, announcing they're going to censor us, announcing new lockdowns, announcing they're going to forcibly inject us. It's just fabulously evil. And Thomas Renz is an experienced lawyer, and he's been fighting for several years against the tyranny and has had a lot of successful lawsuits. Renz-law.com, Renz-law.com. And he's here to talk about monkeypox, Wuhan lab, WHO treaty, new jab situation, WHO pushing for permanent lockdowns, building for COVID part two. So that's all coming up right now, and he joins us. What an amazing time to be alive. Where should we start, Thomas?
Boy, I got to tell you, Alex, there's so many bad things happening from so many bad people, it's hard to even know where to start. I mean, I think that one of the things that we've got to understand is what's happening. There's been a lot of stuff about this WHO treaty, this WHO amendment, and I think there's a lot of misunderstanding about it. I think so. A lot of people are talking about giving up sovereignty, and in some senses that's correct, but strictly as a lawyer, like that, there's a little bit of a misunderstanding there, right? So Biden, no matter how much he wants, and I do believe he wants, he can't override the Constitution. So he can't entirely give away our sovereignty. But they know that, right? The bad guys, the people we're fighting, they know that they can't go directly up against the Constitution. So they're doing something much more insidious that I think will have actually, I mean, I can't say worse consequences, but every bit as bad. So, Alex, you know, I mean, you cover this stuff all the time. You sue the government, they throw you out on standing, whether it was election, COVID, no matter where you go, if they can throw you out, they say you don't have standing, right? So now imagine if there's a global administrative agency, a global Department of Health and Human Services, right? The WHO. And not only do you have a hard time suing our government, but our government then agrees to take authority from another bureaucracy that they're claiming is over their head. To sue those guys is literally borderline impossible. And what Biden is doing is he's going to use his power as the president and his diplomatic power given to him in the Constitution to try and force WHO mandates, WHO laws on the American people for all eternity. That's what he's trying to do. Meanwhile, Alex, and I think this is really where the rubber meets the road on this. If you look at the amendments he's proposing, there's a ton of stuff in there about sharing information, giving WHO access to information.
Total violation of HIPAA. I want you to elaborate on this, and you're totally right. George Herbert Walker Bush signed onto the treaty in 1992 for Agenda 21, the first phase of this. Congress didn't ratify, but the bureaucracies and then Clinton and Obama and Bush Jr. implemented a lot of it. And so you're right. It's not legally we're under the treaty, but the bureaucracy, our own government, is doing it. So if we say, oh, it's a UN treaty, it has the authority, no, none of it's ratified. But the real fight is in our own bureaucracy that implements it.
Right. And they're going to implement it. It's multiple levels, right, Alex? So, you know, normally it's hard enough to sue. Like, we're suing the Department of Health and Human Services. That's a hard thing to do. You don't have standing. We're sovereign. We're immune. You can't sue us, right? But when you look at this, doing it this way, what they're doing is they're creating another bureaucracy, And Biden's going to claim that he's got legal authority to follow the direction of this because he's got constitutional authority for international relations. And so he's going to claim to have authority to follow what they're saying and then implement through the through his executive branches. And it's going to make it just a whole nother level of things that are difficult to challenge. And meanwhile, some of the stuff that nobody's going to challenge because they're not going to notice is super important. So this ties in, I think, in my mind, with a lot of what we're hearing. You know, you and I talked not too long ago about Yuval Noah Harari and these globalists and the WEF and all this stuff that's happening, right? Well, what do they want? Well, they, you know, the guy's talking about we need to be able to hack people. We need for tracking to go under the skin, right? They want data. Well, we've got years worth of data that we're developing that we're pulling from our public health services.
They claim they want data to monitor diseases and outbreaks. We know the vaccines are killing us. We know they're behind it all. We know they engineered all of it. And that's what's insane. Yeah, we have the data. We know what you criminals did. Their surveillance data is to track and control us for the basis of the social credit score, the carbon tax, which, as you know, in the last few days in Switzerland, they've announced all this. They've been totally public. Why do you think they're coming out like this?
Well, I think that it's a lot like a psychopath, a serial killer, right? I mean, you know, for some reason, serial killers always need to announce how many people they've killed and brag about it. I don't know, you know, I mean, I don't fully understand the mind of a psychopath. But these people are psychotic.
It's the basic MO of a psychopath, especially a megalomaniac, Dr. Evil type, that they got to tell you what they're doing to you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they can't stop bragging about it. I mean, you literally have an advisor to the head of the World Economic Forum telling you that he wants to enslave humanity by getting rid of free will, that it's an illusion. He's telling you that he's you know, Joseph.
And they're going to take your free speech, and they're going to force inject you, and they own your bodies, and freedom is over. These are all quotes we played yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, they're saying it. We can't listen. Should we discount the fact that a serial killer is telling you he's going to kill 100 people just because it sounds bizarre? I mean, these guys are psychotic. They're telling us what they're going to do, and they've got the power and money to do a lot of it. Are we going to just say, you know, that's a conspiracy theory? It sounds far out that Yuval Noah Harari is saying that he wants to hack humans, that free will is an illusion. It sounds far out. That couldn't be. Well, I mean, listen, he's advising Bill Gates, Schwab, all these guys. They're sitting there listening. They're telling,
well, then
they're
Schwab
telling,
makes the statements about free will's over. You'll own nothing. You'll have nothing. We're going to put chips in your body. Hell, forget Harari. Schwab says it all.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so these guys are telling us what they're going to do. And yet we're debating over whether or not we should believe it because it sounds far out. I agree. It sounds far out. Let's put them in a mental ward and decide.
Exactly.
Whether or
not it's perfectly said. And they have corporate media say no one wants world government. No one wants cyborgs. No one wants to put chips in you. No one wants to take free will. No one wants to make you take a shot. You can't leave your house unless you take a shot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, we just had the announcement. Was it Pfizer said, you know, hey, you can swallow these chips and then we can track and it'll be perfect, you know, a perfect way to monitor people. Can you imagine the compliance?
In fact, by the way, we're going to break Thomas Renz, Renz-Law.com. We got so much to cover. Guys, get that head of Pfizer clip we played like Monday or maybe Sunday. Get that short 45-second clip right when we come back from break. But we'll come out of break, play that. So we want to, unlike mainstream media, when we say something, we're going to show it to you. Thomas Renz is our guest. So much to hit, monkeypox and more. Straight ahead, InfoWars.com. The tip of the pro-human, pro-God, pro-family future. We are the resistance. You are our backers. We are together.
InfoWars has made history. You have made history in your support of InfoWars. And one of the biggest tools we've had to circumvent and override the censors has been Patriot Apparel, so we can identify each other, so we can spread the word, and so we can push people to websites like InfoWars.com so they can understand the globalist plan and how to stop it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 2 months ago we announced we're blowing out of all of our designs of T-shirts, some of which go back more than 25 years. All these shirts are limited edition. They are about to be history and will only exist in your closet, your drawer, or your your wardrobe. So, there's only 15,000 shirts of 60-plus thousand left. In a couple weeks, they'll all be gone and they'll be history. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. So, thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get one of these historic shirts, hoodies, long sleeves, ball caps, you name it, while you still can. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's Alex Jones.
It is a basically biological chip, but it is in the tablet. And once you take the tablet and dissolves into your stomach, sends a signal that you took the tablet. So imagine the applications of that, compliance, the insurance companies to know that the medicines that patients should take, they do take them. It is fascinating what happens in this field.
Attorney Thomas Renz, our guest here on the Alex Jones Show. And what he said is so key. It's a declaration of war against all your rights, your money, your privacy, your body, your children, everything. And they're just up there like it's totally normal on their big fancy stages, announcing the world government right now, and monkeypox right on time rolls out. Thomas Renz, please continue.
So I want to put a bug in your ear, Alex. I don't know if you've thought about this, right? I haven't seen it anywhere else. One of the key provisions of this amendment, or these amendments that they're proposing, was sharing of information. Who people can come in and they can look at the information, we can share it with them, and so on and so forth. You know, if you look at both China and these globalists, they've all been talking about getting our data. And I don't know if you remember this, Alex, but a number of months ago, there were some stories came out about them selling the DNA data and the genetic data from the PCR test to China and to some of these other places. Imagine, now that we have electronic medical records, thanks to Obamacare, and that now that the government has all this data on us, imagine what happens when we just give all that data to these monsters at the WHO, who are controlled by China, who are controlled by Big Pharma, they're controlled by, you know, these globalists. So I think that's nobody's even going to notice. Nobody's going to care. Because these guys are going to come in. It's not like Biden's going to make an announcement that he's sharing your genetic data, that he's sharing all of your medical data. He's just going to do it. And so nobody's even going to notice. And it's the same thing that we've seen with our privacy as it's been eroded by big tech. Nobody really knows how much they have on us, but they're using everything they have on us to control us. It's part of the surveillance state. Now they're going to go in and take our personal medical information. And that, I think, is one of the most dangerous aspects of this treaty.
All right, that's key. That's in the draft treaty. You're right. No one's talking about that. They're not just claiming ownership of your body, but your data.
Yeah. Well, and remember, Alex, we've got paperwork on historic work that's been done between China and Israel regarding genetic specific diseases that target certain genetic signatures that are related to specific races.
Race-specific bioweapons.
Yeah, yeah, and all sorts of other things. Here's the bottom line. What are they going to do with it? I can't prove that. What I know is this. If Klaus Schwab and China want my DNA data, I don't want them to have it. It's just that simple.
Well, I'll tell you the good news. The clip's being pulled in right now. We'll play it before the segment ends. They're spending half their time at this Davos event. We got reporters there, Savannah Hernandez and others, reporting for InfoWars.com. They're obsessing on, we got to censor them. They're after us. They're vaccine critics. Well, it's our bodies, and it's not a vaccine. It's a gene therapy, and it doesn't work.
Well, listen, I mean, you saw, the Pfizer guy say, listen, there's plenty of doses. It's not a supply chain issue. He says the Americans just don't want it. They won't take it. That's true. That's the truth. And
oh, yeah, Pfizer and Moderna have said it. Let me back you up with that. Here's the COVID headlines today. Mass die-off, such a key article, and it's in the British government's own admissions. But you were on a month ago talking about this, but now it's confirmed. Close to 180,000 people died within 60 days of COVID-19 vaccine. England's Statistic Office makes stunning admission. Bombshell, this video, it's on InfoWars.com. CNN admits mRNA vaccine may be adversely affecting immunity. Really? They warned about it beforehand. Moderna's CEO laments throwing 30 million doses in the garbage because nobody wants them. That's what you just mentioned. Billionaires at war. Elon Musk deepens feud with Bill Gates. It goes on and on and on. Oh, the quest, CNN reports, the quest for a longer-lasting COVID vaccine. Because it's not a vaccine. It doesn't even work 2 months. It destroys your immune system. I mean, these guys are crazy. They've committed a crime so big, they believe we won't be able to even process it.
Alex, we've reported in June of 2021 that there had been 45,000 deaths from the jab, according to just within the Social Security database, or I'm sorry, the Medicare Medicaid database. We reported that back then. It made all sorts of headlines. They've been covering this up. They know what's going on. They're acutely aware of how many people are dying. The mRNA technology facilitates your body producing the spike protein, which is a pathogen. We know that. We also know that through a process called reverse transcription, this has the potential to make you a permanent GMO, a permanent genetically modified organism. Does it happen to everybody? No. How often does it happen? We don't know. The data's not there. But is it happening? Well, it certainly appears to be.
A good percentage of people have spike protein take over their body and take over their DNA.
Listen, Alex, once your body starts producing this, you're permanently producing a pathogen, or at least as long as this vaccine's impacting your body. We, you know, this pathogen is causing just absolutely unimaginable damage. And, you know, it's so many unintended adverse things. Do you notice how they had the big thing about hepatitis in kids and then it disappeared immediately? Well, let me tell you why it disappeared. Hepatitis is listed as an adverse event of special interest in the Pfizer documents. It's the Pfizer vaccine that was causing it. And by the way, they said, oh, the only thing we can find is adrenovirus. Well, guess what? Adrenovirus is all, pneumonia is also listed as an adverse event of special interest. Then they said, well, maybe some of these kids might not have been vaxxed. Well, guess what? I've got the Comirnaty approval letter from the FDA where Pfizer agreed to run a study that was based on, it's called, the study design was called, shedding and other issues related to gene therapy products. It was something to that effect. But it literally in the study title referenced that this was to study shedding in gene therapy products.
Incredible. We'll talk about it next segment. And we also have all these other admissions. Greg Reese's report today, The Truth About Monkeypox, is so powerful. He shows the documents, mainline studies, that the vaccine for monkeypox causes the monkeypox in the electron microscope studies. That's there. But here's a clip today of the head of Pfizer with his cohort, Klaus Schwab, saying, we are the targets of the anti-vaccine crowd. Here it is.
With the vaccine, that we knew that there is a very fanatic group of anti-vaxxers that will go after us no matter what. They will claim that the sun didn't go up because people were vaccinated, and that created issues with the crop, so I'm suing you. And one thing it is to sue you in the U.S., another thing is to sue you in a country where the legal system is not up to that standard, or in Switzerland, right? So I think that's behind us. Everything went okay, and now I think we can move on.
I think we were both targets of the anti-vaccine movements and conspiracy people claiming that I had triple. I wonder what it is, triple COVID. I think he got hundreds of thousands of clicks and so on. I know you were also target. I read one day, but was arrested by FBI. Yeah, same happened to me. And there are pictures of me and the FBI officers. I don't know how.
Yeah,
I never said. The surprising thing it is that the same publication I found out because I had published, the previous one that was arrested was the Pope, not by FBI. So,
ridiculous, yeah. So we are good company. Well, at least I was in good company. Yeah. But
so what they do is they put out the disinfo themselves. They're mass murdering criminals. And no, you're not the target. You are the target.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
That they've taken the world over through fraud and that it belongs to them. But it doesn't belong to them, and we're going to fight back and we're going to win. Our enemies are out in the open, and they put out all this disinfo about themselves and point to that. No, we have the facts that Klaus Schwab brags. He's penetrated our governments. He's taken them over, and he doesn't care what the people say. He's going to rule us. Well, he's not, and he's been identified. Just like mainstream media ignores the fact they have no ratings and no viewers, everybody hates them, they just keep being funded by the big banks. And they don't give up, but they've already lost. Thomas Renz is a powerful brain, a great lawyer, and fighting with so many lawsuits on so many fronts. Let's hit these other points. More on the monkey pox, the WHO pushing for permanent lockdowns. That was announced. They said, oh, we said we were wrong before, but now we want them again. And building for COVID part two. Give us your take on that.
Well, let me open up with one thing super important, Alex. I want to respond to that last clip that you just played, because those two arrogant pieces of garbage that are out there telling us what they're going to do and laughing about their being in good company, I got a message for you guys. I'm a nobody from a little town in Ohio, and me and a whole bunch of other nobodies from little places in the United States has stood up, and we are at a much lower rate of vaccination than you ever thought we would be. You thought you were going to take us over. You didn't know. We nobodies, we are the resistance. We the people, thanks to Alex Jones, we have a voice. Thanks to people like that, we have a voice. And let me tell you, you scumbags, I don't care if it takes the rest of my life. I made a promise before God that I would do my best to fight this as long as he allowed me to do it. And I will continue and yipping at your heels until I eat the ground out from under you and you are in jail. And I will laugh every day for the rest of my life while you're sitting there.
Absolutely. Sorry, listeners need to know. You're right. They have told us we're nobodies. They've told us we're going down. No, they're going down.
Those arrogant pieces of garbage, they will be held accountable for the deaths that I have to look at every day in my email box, the pictures sent to me of loved ones who are dying. You scumbags, you may think we're nothing, but I'll tell you what we are is we are relentless and we've got God on our back. You will go down. As far as your other stuff, the monkeypox, let me tell you what. So we've got, and I just put it on my Substack. I just put out a Substack today to get ready to talk to you. We've got, they've done gain of function on monkeypox. So monkeypox normally doesn't spread very easy. And I'm hoping it doesn't spread very easy here. But here's the thing. They've got the exact same scenario happening with the monkeypox that they had with COVID. They ran their simulations. They've been planning for it. They've been building up fear, all this nonsense. So here's my question. Is the monkeypox that's running around now, is this that natural monkeypox or is this another gain of function, oops, release, right? And we don't know that yet. We don't know. I'll tell you, it's hard saying what's going to happen because, you know, they ran their simulations. They're doing everything just like COVID. And so we got to ask. The other thing we've got that's really a variable here is, you know, we know McCullough just published a great paper on, you know, some of the impacts of these COVID jabs. The COVID jabs screw with your immune system. And it's possible, not proven, but possible, that the way that it affects your immune system may make people who were jabbed more susceptible to these monkeypox. So even if it is the natural strain, does it spread faster? And here's the thing. If this was natural, why is Joe Biden, why are all these people concerned about it? Why are you running simulations? If there's no reason, you know, monkeypox, they discovered that in, I think, the 1950s. It's been out forever. Why all of a sudden do we care? What's changed? Well, everybody's been jabbed, and you've been doing gain-of-function research. So do you care because you've been doing gain-of-function research and people have been jabbed? Or, you know, is there something that we're missing? There's no reason to make a deal out of a disease that old. And there's no reason. Our CDC has already bought probably billions of dollars worth of this garbage vaccine that probably has mRNA tech in it and all sorts of gene therapy garbage. We don't know what's in there. But if you trust pharma to produce anything that's legitimate, well, you know, I got a bridge for you to buy.
Well, so, that's right. You know, what they've done is they are making their mad scientist move right now. They are claiming ownership of our data, of our bodies, of our speech, of our children, of our banks, of our currency, of our nations, of our borders, of our God. This is a full spectrum takeover.
It absolutely is. And, you know, the question is monkeypox a false flag? Is it just something they're talking about? Or is this something, I mean, in light of what
you're right, they're following all the same previous propaganda of 27 months ago.
Absolutely. And I wrote about, Alex, you know what? I just the other day, I looked at the first case I filed. And that case was, well, the first major case I filed on COVID. I filed it beginning of September of 2020. If you read the fact pattern in that case, you'd think I was a stinking prophet because everything in there has been proven to be accurate and it's very slowly leaked out. Oh, you know, this was correct. Oh, that was correct. You know, listen, it's not that they didn't know. They just lied. They lied through their teeth. The media was complicit. They covered this up. The media could pull up the document that showed that they were defrauding the American public on the number of deaths related to COVID, which, by the way, they still are. You know, the media could pull this up. We made it public. We put it out
there.
Oh, sure,
they're all paid off. So here's what I'm getting at. What you said is true. They admit no one's buying it. No one's taking it. Everybody's turning against them. So they bring monkeypox in to create more hysteria. They snuck attack like evil always does and always has a head start. But in the end, humanity's catching up to them.
Yeah, we are. We are. But that's why, that's why my ugly mug is on your show, right? Because we've got to inform people. We got to get the word out. You know, so the WHO has said they want these permanent lockdowns. We know Klaus Schwab, all these guys, have talked about how do you destabilize the planet? How do you get the second industrial or fourth industrial revolution or whatever? I mean, what they need to do is keep people unstable, keep causing chaos, keep sowing strife.
And he says an angrier world will destabilize the old system and force adoption of the new system.
I love your impression, by the way. That's my favorite impression of Schwab.
But that's a quote. That's a quote of him. I mean, it's insane.
I know. So what do? Look at this. They are attacking us not just in COVID, but everywhere. Look at what they're doing to our kids in schools. They're screwing with their mental health on a way that they're never going to recover. Look what they're doing to our military. You know, they're poisoning them with these jabs and using it for social experimentation. Look what they're doing, with the elections. Look what they're doing. You show me one part of our society that's not under attack. It's all about destabilization. And the monkeypox, you know, if it's not the monkeypox, we already know they're talking about the next new variant for COVID. You know, there's going to be a next thing. They're not giving this up, and we either defeat this evil or it will continue coming after us until
that's right. They're getting us into a rhythm of lockdowns and surveillance and forced injection. They're getting us into the new normal. In their own words, we can't let them do that.
Well, and let's not overlook the Summer of Rage. I did another Substack. I talked about the Summer of Rage, and I think you've talked about this. If you search abortion and Summer of Rage on Google, you get a whole list of, you know, the violence and all this. You know, they need George Floyd riots part two. You know, a lot of those protesters were paid. Antifa was paid. All these, you know, these guys weren't protesters. These were rioters. These were professional disruptors. They've got to continue fighting to destabilize our nation. This is all part of the same plan to attack freedom and to attack our people.
Big giant central banks with unlimited money to rebuild, but in their image, and just trying to force the collapse. All right, Thomas Renz, Renz-Law.com. Great job. Join us again very, very soon. God bless you.
Thank you, Alex.
Powerful interview. I hope everybody shares it once it's archived at van.video, because that's how the truth lives, is when you breathe life into it. You are everything. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. We have the new sale. It's the Memorial Day sale. It's 60% off, double Patriot points. It's going to run through next week. A lot of our stuff's selling out because supply chain breakdowns. We need the funds. Plus, these are great products you absolutely need. We have the Kava Chill, all natural, so good for your whole body and to relax you. We have the great toothpaste that is activated charcoal with no additives. We have the Brain Force Ultra. We have the Vitamin D3 Gummies. We have the Ultimate Krill Oil. We have Alpha Power that's so good for your stamina, libido, energy. Back in stock, 40% off. It's all there, InfoWarsStore.com. And we've sold out of 90% of all those limited edition T-shirts, hundreds of designs that will never be available again. So the last historic T-shirts are available at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, Kate Daly takes over in hour number four. Then Owen Schroyer in 1 hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.